We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One dead, one injured in a shooting in southeast Kansas. We've got the story.
Kansas Republicans condemn the governor's veto of a tax savings bill. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Mayor Longwell says Wichita is missing out on convention business. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A changing weather pattern is in store for the next couple of days. We stay dry, but the wind will really kick in. Our full forecast is coming up.
A ban on bump stocks goes into effect nationwide today.
Today's the deadline for bump stocks to be turned in or destroyed, following the rule issued by the Justice Department in December. Bump stocks are attachments that essentially allow shooters to fire semi-automatic rifles continuously with only one pull of the trigger. They were used by Stephen Paddock in the October 2017 Las Vegas massacre, which killed 58 and hurt hundreds more. The Department of Justice says owners need to destroy the devices or they can drop them off at an ATF field office. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In the southeast part of the state, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation investigating a shooting in Cherryvale left one man dead, another in surgery for gunshot wounds Monday afternoon. Cherryvale police and Montgomery sheriff's deputies responded to the report of an armed man at a grocery store. The KBI says first responders arrived, learned an armed employee was holding a coworker in an office in the store. Authorities evacuated employees and customers. Officers and deputies heard gunshots from the office. They entered the room and witnessed a 28-year-old man considered the suspect shoot himself. Found a 39-year-old employee with gunshot wounds. The 39-year-old flown to a Joplin hospital and underwent surgery. The suspect died after being flown to a Tulsa hospital.
Top Republicans in the Kansas legislature are condemning Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a tax relief bill.
Kelly on Monday rejected a measure aimed at preventing individuals and businesses from paying more in state income taxes because of changes in federal law at the end of 2017. She says the measure would have created a self-inflicted budget crisis.
Let our budget stabilize, let our revenue stabilize, and sit down and talk about it when we really know what the facts are.
Senate President Susan Weigel and House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said Kelly is breaking a promise she made in last year's campaign not to raise taxes. The two Republicans argued that the bill they championed prevented an unlegislated tax increase. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A recent survey indicated that Wichita is missing out on an estimated $40 million a year in convention business because of outdated facilities. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News a new convention center is one item on a list of improvements the city is considering.
We know we have a subpar convention center, and we can do a good job of selling Wichita, but once they come here and look at the convention center, we often lose them, and it's just not great space for a convention. We know that. It's going to have to be fixed. We're trying to figure out how we do that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor, then to Steve and Ted in the morning show here on KNSS.
Special counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence President Trump nor anyone in his campaign colluded with Russia. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells Fox's Hannity he's pleased with the results of the investigation.
It's worth it. To defend an innocent man and see justice done is the ultimate goal of any lawyer. It was an honor for me to work on this case. And to see it turn out such a complete victory. I've never seen a declination letter, which is what this is, so powerful. Usually prosecutors just say, we're not going to go forward with the case.
Democratic lawmakers are demanding Attorney General William Barr turn in his conclusions by April 2nd, also noting that just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion, that doesn't mean that President Trump is exonerated.
President Trump signing a proclamation to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights as America's top diplomat is among those speaking before a pro-Israeli lobbying group.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says without American support, there wouldn't be an Israel to recognize as properly sovereign over the Golan Heights.
And this relationship, from Truman to Trump, is a tradition of supporting Israel deeply.
Pompeo at the AIPAC conference also addressed the rise in anti-Semitism and said Americans have a special responsibility to combat it.
Because religious freedom sits at the core of our founding. It's in our Bill of Rights. As the very first freedom.
Some Democratic presidential candidates skipping AIPAC after the progressive group MoveOn.org called on them to boycott the conference. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Another big game for the Shocks on the road in the NIT tonight. We'll hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Burn ban for 16 Kansas counties next week. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Next Monday, the state of Kansas will issue a burn ban for 16 counties, including Sedgwick County. In Sedgwick County, your rules may be different depending on where you live. KSN News spoke with Wichita Fire Deputy Chief Stu Bevis.
People are discouraged from doing any kind of outdoor burning, even small things like chimeneas or outdoor fireplaces. We don't allow those in the city of Wichita. The only thing we do allow is outside cooking like a barbecue, a charcoal grill, something like that.
Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Daniel Wagner says outside the city, it's the same ban with slightly different regulations.
We're still allowing people to do pasture burning, crop management, recreational fires.
Wagner says the rules are more relaxed, but they are still cracking down on burning tree limbs or brush. Anyone with questions about legal burns is asked to contact their local fire department.
Your favorite tunes might be missing from your next exercise session.
The makers of the popular exercise bike Facing the Music and will stop streaming workout videos that feature songs Peloton is accused of using without permission. Peloton's founder and CEO John Foley sending a letter to more than 600,000 subscribers telling them the company is pulling songs identified in the copyright infringement lawsuit filed by some music publishers. They're suing Peloton for up to $150 million in damages. Foley says the change will not affect members' cycling experience or the cost, and that the company still has licenses to a broad catalog of other music. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Prison guards in Britain are smelling not just a rat, but several rats.
Britain's Justice Ministry saying criminals have been stuffing dead rats with drugs and cell phones in an attempt to smuggle contraband into prison. Officials saying three of the animals were found in the grounds of one facility, having apparently been thrown over the prison fence. Five phones were recovered, complete with their chargers. The ministry saying tennis balls and pigeons have been used in the past, but that this is the first known case involving rats. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Common condition of probation is the requirement that the convict refrain from consuming alcohol. But a man in Hawaii will not be able to drink his favorite soda.
He might be having a Coke, but not with a smile. A judge in Maui has told Christopher Monteliano if he wants to stay out of jail, he can't drink Pepsi for 4 years. That's because Monteliano lied to police when he was caught with a stolen car. He told cops in Maui that his cousin had let him borrow the car to go to the store to buy soda. Police didn't buy it, and Judge Rondolu imposed the unique sentence after asking Monteliano to name his favorite soft drink. The judge calls it the Pepsi deprivation syndrome. For his part, Monteliano promised he won't steal cars anymore. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got several traffic accidents out there right now. We've got one traffic accident. This is affecting eastbound Kellogg at 151st Street West. Five vehicles involved in that injury traffic accident there. Got a traffic accident reported at 13th and McLean. Another one reported at 127th East and 31st Street South. Traffic accident, traffic tracker Bonnie called that one in. She said that's really slowing things down out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Partly cloudy with some sunshine today. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 50s around noontime. 64 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 47. And then partly cloudy and very windy on Wednesday. Tomorrow's high 73. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 36 degrees, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. And that fog, it looks like could be a contributing factor to these accidents we're having this morning.
Could be.
Yeah, 36 degrees. Now, 8:11, and if you heard on our news, the bump stocks, firearms bump stocks are being banned today. And with us this morning, talk about it, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
For those who are, don't know, what is the bump stock? What does that do?
The bump stock is, it's always been billed as an accessory until a couple of years ago, and I'll get back to that in a second. But what it does is it's meant to replace the standard stock and grip of a semi-automatic rifle. And it uses, when you shoot a rifle, that it has that bounce right off of your shoulder. The bump stock uses the recoil from that bounce to bump the trigger back into the trigger finger, so it keeps firing over and over and over at a high rate of speed.
It becomes like a machine gun then, almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And matter of fact, that's what it's been clarified to be, instead of an accessory or, you know, some sort of extra thing that you could, you know, get. It's not a part necessarily. According to the Justice Department, in 2018, they proposed a rule clarifying that bump stocks were not accessories. They were, in fact, machine guns. And that, you know, has a different place under the law than an accessory. This all came about after the Las Vegas shooting, the massacre where Stephen Paddock killed 58 people on the Las Vegas Strip. The president had vowed to outlaw bump stocks after that.
Well, this just seems like the folks who are into, you know, the Second Amendment and gun rights would be pretty upset about this and probably filing some lawsuits. Has that happened?
There have been some appeals for it. Appeals to, they're asking for an appeal to the ruling by the mandate, I guess, by the Justice Department. Apparently, some of the businesses that had manufactured these have actually closed down. Two businesses stopped making them after they proposed this rule in March of 2018. Because they couldn't get liability insurance anymore after that. The Texas company that invented the bump stocks actually shut down its online store in June. So it's not real clear as to how many people have these, but at least 500,000 of them were actually sold. According to the new law, none of these are grandfathered in. They are, according to, like I said, the Justice Department, they're now considered machine guns. So if you have one, you've actually been given 90 days already by the Justice Department since they made this rule in December. They said 90 days, you it's going to go into effect. You have to either destroy it or turn it in. So if you haven't done that yet, you need to do that. You can either destroy it or turn it into the ATF.
All right, Tonya, thanks for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Tonya J. Powers, the bump stock ban going into effect today. I confess that I didn't even know there was one, but obviously there is. It's 8:14 with Steve and Tanya, and we've been talking about this all morning. Let's talk about it again, Chad, right now, because you've got a couple of trouble spots on traffic. We might as well talk about it. You got a little some parts of town, the fog's pretty thick, and we think that's probably a contributing factor.
Yeah, the visibility at the airport's down to around 2 miles. Mm-hmm. It's spotty because there's portions of the city that things look quite a bit better.
Yeah.
But then there's some areas where that fog's very thick, and it's kind of like you've been saying in the weather, there isn't a lot of wind out there right now.
No, it's just not going to blow it off. No.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Well, and the other thing is, I know darn well, and you're out there driving right now, you're seeing it as well, about one out of every eight cars is driving through that without their headlights on.
That's absolutely correct.
And if you put on your headlights, don't put them on a high beam, but put your headlights on. And take it slow and easy with that kind of visibility. When the visibility's down like that, you got to slow down a little bit.
And, well, you can even see that on the Kansas Department of Transportation's website, Which Way.
Yeah, Which Way is they got pretty crummy cameras, but with that.
Yeah, even on those crummy cameras, you can see where there's a car that doesn't have its headlights on.
Yeah. Amazing. It's amazing. All right, it's 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. And something that Ted and I are interested in every year in Philadelphia is the Naked Bicycle Ride. Which goes on every year. And apparently in Philadelphia, it got so cold last September that they've decided to move the date up into August so they can have warmer weather.
All right, yeah. Great on a shrinkage.
Yeah, organizers of the annual Philly Naked Bike Ride say they've ridden in chilly weather the last 2 Septembers, so this time they'll settle up August 24th and hope it's a scorcher. The nude ride was September 8th last year and September 9th the year before that. With temperatures reaching only about 70 degrees, participants in the ride can go as bare as they dare. Some of the cyclists wore their birthday suits.
Oh, my.
Accentuated with body paint or glitter, while others wore underwear or masks.
Of course, if it's super hot, then, you know, there's a lot of perspiration going on. You might slide off that banana seat right there.
Chafing going on.
That could be all sorts of prickly problems right there.
Well, and, you know, it's just... I don't know. I guess I'm just an old-fashioned...
Prickly heat, athlete's foot.
Modest person.
There's all sorts of things that could rear their ugly head there.
Never had the temptation to bicycle naked or, you know...
Yeah, it's not on my bucket list.
I think there's a lot of people in Wichita who want to do that. Although we could have something like that.
I think if I did that, I would just wear tube socks only.
Tube socks, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe sweatbands and a headband.
Well, what I would do is rent space on parts of my body. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, promoting the radio station, yeah. or just
drink at the Monarch,
or just yourself,
you know?
Yeah. So just yourself,
or get a hat from Hatman Jackson, put it someplace where it could be seen.
I hope you get that cleared with
advertising
these folks before you do.
I think
that.
Jack Kellogg would love to. Sponsor.
Well, I'm sure he would.
Sure he would. You know, I was thinking though, just yesterday, this thought came to me that we have this beautiful river festival every spring.
Yes, we do.
But what do we have in the autumn? When the weather is terrific in Wichita. Anything
well, we have the chili cook-off.
We have that.
Which is really
should
good.
We should expand it into a really great big...
At times, people have tried to drum up some kind of Oktoberfest type of thing, but it's never really taken off.
Yeah, we used to have one down at Joyland Park that I was participating in for a few years, and it was a neat deal because you celebrate all the German stuff and have brat and beer and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, the chili cook-off has kind of become the fall deal here in town.
It's a good deal.
Really taken off.
That's
but it seems like all the corn mazes and the pumpkin patches kind of take over once late September gets here. And Oktoberfest has never really taken off in Wichita.
Taken off. Okay.
It's probably an idea that's there for the taking if somebody will figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah. 8:18 now.
But you're right, with all that great weather.
Yeah, October's a break.
In September and October here, it seems like it was the natural.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at sports this morning. Ted Woodward on the sports desk, as always. We're talking about Shocker basketball tonight.
Yep, here we go. We're in the quarterfinals of the NIT now, and the Shockers once again have a task on the road against a big-name opponent, top seed Indiana, one of the teams that just barely missed out on the NCAA tournament. And the Shockers will be in Bloomington, Indiana tonight in historic Assembly Hall to take on the Hoosiers. Winner of this game will advance to New York City for the national semifinals in the NIT tournament. Shockers and Indiana tonight. Here's a preview from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We are just excited to be here in Bloomington, playing for the right to go to Madison Square Garden. Obviously, to be playing this late into March, regardless of how old or young or new or old, veteran, inexperienced your basketball team is, it's great. So we had a nice little practice today. Our practice before the Clemson game was our best of the year, so my guys are enjoying playing. I'm enjoying coaching them, so as long as we can continue to do that and win, we'll play until there are no games left.
Shockers are a 4.5-point underdog on the road tonight. That has not stopped the Shockers yet from winning two road games so far in the NIT. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening. And you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. First time ever for the Shockers in Bloomington at Indiana. They've never played the Hoosiers on campus.
It'll be exciting.
Yep, good stuff tonight. Also in the quarterfinals tonight in the NIT, Creighton at TCU. Winner there will be heading to New York City. And last night in the second round of the NIT, Colorado wins at home by 16 points over Norfolk State. Colorado advances on into the quarterfinals. Of course, Colorado led by head coach Tad Boyle, former KU player and Wichita State assistant coach. We're going to talk KU athletics tonight on the monthly edition of KU Hawk Talk with athletic director Jeff Long. And that will be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Followed immediately by a big-time NBA game as the top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks, hosting the Houston Rockets. Who knows? Could be a preview of the NBA Finals. The Bucks are a 4-point favorite at home. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH. Of course, speaking of the NBA, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, the rookie, is now in the starting lineup for the Los Angeles Clippers, having a great rookie season in the NBA. And Shamet appeared yesterday on Sports Radio KFH on the Jim Rome Show.
Now, you are hitting 42% from three this year, but even better, since you arrived with the Clippers, for people who watch you play at Wichita State, there might be a feeling that you're a different player now than you were there. Is that accurate? I mean, how much has your game changed since this time last year?
Yeah, my role is completely different, right now relative to last year. Last year, Wichita State, for anybody that
they'll watch me. I was a point guard. I was on the ball, you know, every possession, you know, kind of facilitating our offense. And anytime I scored, it was through, you know, ball screens and playing with the ball and transition and that sort of thing. And now, you know, I'm playing like strictly, you know, off the ball, two guard, running off screens and, you know, being able to play without the ball. I love my role now.
And Landry Shamet has made more three-pointers this year than any other rookie in the NBA. So he's having a nice initial campaign coming out of Wichita State. Nice to hear Landry Shamet on the Jim Rome show yesterday over on KFH. And happy birthday today in the football ranks to one of the great running backs of all time. Marcus Allen is 59 today. He's in the Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame, of course. Spent a few years towards the end of his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Also a great running back with the Raiders, of course, before that. Happy birthday, Marcus Allen, 59 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
822 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says, sore loserism is dangerous. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.